Okay. I have to make a disclaimer. The Shmooze is a conglomeration, meaning it's partially my own, but it's also partially, I heard part of it from the Rosh Yeshiva, and part of it, there's a sefer, I saw in a sefer called Das Shraga, one of the Rosh Yeshivas of Panovich in the Rosh Yisrael, Satsau, and I don't remember which part I heard from the Shiva, and which part is safer, and which part my own, so I guess I have to take responsibility for everything, but I don't think I can take the credit for everything. Okay, anyway, there's a Gemara. I'm going to skip a little bit from where it says from here, where the star is, four lines down from where from the a large line. Ki avi minatsu Rabbi Chanina Rav Chia. When Rav Chanina and Rav Chia would argue, apparently they would argue in learning. Amrei Rabbi Chanina, so Rabbi Chanina would say to Rabbi Chia, Bahadi didiko minatsin, you have the audacity to argue with me. Do you know who you're arguing with? Chas v'shalom, imishtecha term Yisrael. If chas v'shalom, Torah will be forgotten by Yisrael, madrinan eivim pipulei. I have such a tremendous Talmud Chacham that I have such Chachma and Amkus, that even if everyone forgot Torah, I could go ahead and give shiurim and get people excited and lamdish hakiras and the pilpo and would bring everyone back, the excitement and the learning and the Amkus. I could read, you know, it's like Rav Chaim Brisker, they say rejuvenize learning because if he made such an exciting derech and everything. So I could be not the next Rav Chaim Brisker, the first Rav Chaim Brisker says, if lo yitzur Torah be forgotten, I, with my pilpo, would bring everyone back to Torah. Amen, Rav Chia, Rav Chanina, Rav Chia said, Rav Chanina, Bahadi didi, come minutes, because you're arguing with me. The Avidi, the Torah, the Mishnah, I make that Torah will not be forgotten. In other words, the way the Marashah explains it, you have the power that if it will be forgotten, you can bring it back. But I did something better. I made that it's not forgotten in the first place. That's what the Marashah explains. My Avida, what do I do? Azlina, I go. Vishadina Kisna. I planned Kisna. Rashi says Kisna is Pishtun. Pishtun, I don't know what that is. I think it's flax. I don't know what flax is. But it's some kind of, right? Whatever it is, right? I planned Pishtun. Vigadilna Nishbi. And I grow. Vagilna Nishbi, I think it means I make, Rashi says, I make nets, the Rashi says. Vagilna Nishbi, Visadina TV, and I catch, a TV is a Svi, the Tessin is Tzadik, apparently the same, and I catch deer. Umachlina and Bisredi Asmi, and I take the meat and I give it to the Simon. And then I'm just left with the skins, and va'arichla megilta, and I make I fix the skins into cloth so you can write on it. Ve'kasina chamisha chumshi, and I write on the cloth the five chumshi Torah. Ve'salikna lemasa, and then I go to the city. U'makrina chamisha yunke chamisha chumshi, and I find five kids, and I teach each one of the five chumshi Torah. From this cloth, umetaktina shisha yunki shisha sidre, and I also find six kids, and I teach each one of the shisha sidre. Ramina lo, and I tell them adadrina until I come back, the atni, and I'll teach you more ikru adadi, the itnu adadi. You should teach each other. The abdule Torah to Mishkan Yisrael. So I make the Torah is not forgotten from Yisrael. Okay, that's the Gemara. So the Marsha explains, I don't want to read the whole thing inside, why did Rav Chia have to do all this, that he had to plant the flax and make the nets and catch the deer and make the skin? He could have just gone into a store. I'm sure there were people that sold ready-made skins. So he says because he wanted that everything is done lishma, the Shem Shemayim. And this way, it's a better learning. Okay. So that's Tama Chiddush, which is not the Chiddush of the Shmooze, because I don't know if we're on such a high level of the Shema, but you do see that the kavana, the shema, that goes not even in the learning itself, but in the hachanas, in the printing of the sefer, right? You got it. You learn from a sefer. So does anyone care how the paper was made? Paper is paper. I went to the store, I buy paper. Right? You go, you write your notes on a notebook. It makes a difference who made the paper. But the Marsha is saying that there's a higher level of Kedusha, of Shlemis. If every single step, starting from even from planting the seeds to grow the flax, to make the nets, to catch the deer. Right, it's like a hohad gadja, to go ahead and make and to skin it. If it's all done in Shem Shemayim, it's a better learning. Okay, that's not the shmu, that's Tam the Marsha. It's a chiddush in that when everything is done more in the shmu, it's a better learning. Okay. The question of the shmu was as follows. Rav Chi and Rav Chanina are arguing. What are they arguing about? So, Pashup Shat, is they're arguing it must be some tifa shine and learning. Right, they're not arguing about Zorim Shutim. If it was something Davar Pashat, they wouldn't argue. So there must be some kind of major machlekes. They're arguing Pshat and Taisvis, right? The equivalency, right? They're arguing about Pshat and some Amkistik of Pshat and learning. So says Rav Chia to Rav Chanina, you have the audacity to argue with me. You know what I do? I go and I plant the flax and I make the nets and I catch the animals. So if I was Rav Chanina, says, that's right, that's why I'm arguing with you. Maybe if you would learn, you would know something, you know, yeah, okay. Yenachinami, you're an amazing tzaddik, Rav Chia. Okay, I give you credit. You're the world's biggest tzaddik. You're running NCSY and Or Sameach and every single Kira program, and you're teaching Aleph Beis to everybody. Wonderful, mamish tzaddik yisoydom. It comes to Olam Haba, we're gonna make you, you're gonna get the biggest Olam Haba, yes. But that's not the issue. The issue is we're arguing Pshat and Taisvis. We're arguing Pshat and Amkes HaTaira. I said I'm this tremendous Amkan that I specialize in Pilpo, Amkes. That to the point that if Torah is forgotten, I have such tremendous Amkes, I could excite the whole world. I could bring back Torah by Pilpo. So I'm day and night into Amkes HaTaira. That's what I specialize in. You went ahead and you decided, you must have gone to Yeshiva Chavetz Chaim, and you went ahead and decided to give your life to Harbatzah's Torah, and you got involved not only in the direct Harbatzah's Torah, but in even the indirect, with all the achanas, and you're spending so much time in planting the seeds and making the nets and catching right, obviously this takes time. So I would have said that, of course, Rav Chanina is better. So what's Rav Chia saying? How dare you argue with me? Boom, fakert. Right. So the simple answer is that, okay, everyone knows, you know, the Rashiv is Hashkafa. Person doesn't lose from us doing what's right. So if Rav Chanina would have become a bigger Talmud Chacham than Rav Chia, because Rav Chia was busy doing what he was doing, that would be called Rav Chia's losing. So therefore, it's not Shayach. So Rav Chia is saying to Rav Chanina, you can't become a bigger Talmud. You were learning while I was bathing, so to speak, but you can't be a bigger Talmud Chacham because that's against the rule that a person doesn't lose by doing what's right. But that's clearly not Pshat, because that's not what Rav Chia is saying. Rav Chia is not saying to Rav Chanina, don't think you're better than me because I wasn't learning, because I don't lose for doing it. Rav Chia is saying, Pumfakir. Rav Chia is saying, I'm better than you because of this, right? Now, there's the Rashiva's normal hashkafa. You don't lose what's doing something that's right means, so you're not going to come out any worse. So if you could sit and learn yourself, and instead you do our Batzah's Torah, so you'll become the same Talmud Chacham if you would have sat and learned yourself, which is a tremendous chiddush, but not better, right? You don't lose. How do you become better? So what's Rav Chia saying to Rav Chanina? How do you argue with me? I'm better than you. Why am I better? Because I used to plant the seeds. What does that make me better? That's the question. So there's a tangential, but it's in the brackets, is that the mana MS, Rishiva used to say sometimes that you do come out better, but I don't think that svara works out here. He used to say, I hear him say once or twice, an interesting svara, that when he said, if a person goes out of town, Rishiva was very big, the guy should go out of town to do Arbatza Saira. So he used to say sometimes that not only will the kids who go out of town come out the same, but they'll come out better. Why would they come out better? The whole hashkaf is only you don't lose. So why do they come out better? So he had an interesting svara. It's an interesting svara. This is just tangential, but it's just a fascinating svara. He said like this. What's chat that you don't lose is that you don't lose, and therefore Hashem does what you can't do because you're going out of town. So there's a certain, let's say, in order to mechanech a child, you have to do 100%. You go out of town, you can only do 50%. The other 50% is not biyadcha. So that second 50% Hashem does. Now, if you would have been in New York, you would have to do the whole 100%. The probability is you wouldn't have done the 50% right. You would have done that 50% that you're supposed to do. Now, when you go out of town, Hashem's doing that 50% for you. He'll do it right. Hashem says you can't do this 50% because you're out of town. So now, Hashem doesn't look into the future. What would have you done had you been in New York? You know, like you weren't in New York. You have Bechira. We don't know what you would have done if you'd been in New York. So he treats it like assuming you would have been in New York, you would have done it 100%. So I'll give it to you 100%. So it comes out that you really do end up ahead of the game, because Hashem goes ahead and does what you gave up. He does it for you, and he does it better than you would have done yourself, Mistama. But I don't think that's shot here either, because that's not, first of all, Mistama Rabbi Chanina did a pretty good job. That would be good by us. That shot is, if we stayed in New York, we wouldn't do a full job. Rabbi Chanina probably did a full job. And second of all, it's not Mashma and the Lashon. That's not what Rabbi Yachia is saying to Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina is saying, because I did this, that's why I'm better. Not because I did this, therefore Hashem came in, and therefore, because you didn't do for your job. It's not. Okay. Anyway, so the Mashmos is Mashma. And this could be the Rishiva said this, I don't remember exactly. I know this other sefer, Dash Raga, does say it. The Marsha is Mashma this way. The Marsha says, if you look at the Marsha, at the end of the Marsha says, if you look three lines from the bottom, the Atne Ikri Ve'atne Adadi. He went ahead and have them teach each other. Sha'ko Echo Nasa Loimed Umelamed. So it comes out that each of his students, these children that he was teaching, ended up becoming learning, but also a teacher. Because he wrote 5 Chumshei Torah, and then he gave it each kid, he only taught one of them. So now, that one that they knew, they had to teach the other one. So they were a melamed. It's a 10-year-old kid, whatever. It sounds like they were like little kids. But they became melamdim at the same time. Shehu ma'ila ha'oyoyna b'tayra. So this is the ma'ila ha'oyoyna b'tayra. Va'idei zed al tishak term Yisrael. So the Rishiva learned, this I definitely remember, the Rishiva did say, Shehu ma'ila ha'oyoyna b'tayra is a diak. It means it's not just that you're mekayim a mitzvah of Arbatza Torah. It's you're mekayim better the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. A person who does Arbatza Torah, when you're doing Arbatza Torah, you're also learning. While you're teaching, you're learning. But the thing is, so people would say, yeah, but I'm learning. I'm teaching in third grade. So you are, yeah, but you're also learning. Yeah, but I'm only learning on a third grade level. So my learning is very shvach. Okay, I'm doing a mitzvah, but it's Torah. But you can't compare my level of learning to the guy who's sitting in Beis Medrash learning B'Yin. So he says, no. When you teach, who ma'ida yoyna b'Torah? If teaching Torah is the highest form of Talmud Torah. So when you learn Torah by teaching, you're being mekayim the ma'ida yoyna b'Torah. That's what she used to say, that it's a higher form of Talmud Torah. So you get more schar for Talmud Torah. We say Talmud Torah connected kudam. There's different levels of Talmud Torah. Even though Talmud Torah Knei Kudam is maybe it encompasses everything, but within that there's higher. There's Talmud Torah maybe the day Ma'isa and Talmud Torah Shema, not maybe the day Ma'isa according to some people. There's Talmud Torah Tishma and not Talmud Torah Tishma. Right? There's all different levels. So the Marsha says that the highest form of Talmud Torah, it's not a different mitzvah called Arbatza Torah. It's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The highest form of Talmud Torah is when you're learning, when you're teaching with the learning, when you're that's the highest form of Talmud Torah. And then he says, "Ayadei zed al tishkach term Yisrael." So this I don't remember what Rashiva said, but this is what I want to add is that because it's a higher form of Talmud Torah, you get more siyata d'shmaya, al tishkach term Yisrael. So that's the answer to the question. The answer to the question is, how is Rav Chanina saying, Rav Chia saying to Rav Chanina that you can't argue with me, because I go ahead and I plant the flax. So what? Teretz is saying, I do the higher, my learning is, I get a bigger mitzvah Talmud Torah than you get. And if, right, because I'm doing Talmud Torah of Lumon Amenasa Lame, which is Maida El Yaina Betaira. It's not that I'm doing a besides Talmud Torah, I'm doing our Batzah Torah. I'm doing the Maida El Yaina Betaira. My Torah is on a higher level. And when you learn Torah on a higher level, you get more Siyata Deshmai on that Torah. The Tishkach Term Yisrael. That's a form of Siyata Deshmai that's not forgotten. So Memeire, it makes sense that Rav Chia is saying that I'm going to be right and you're wrong. Because my Torah is on a higher madrega. My mitzvah, with this Talmud, with the mitzvah, when I learned Torah and you learned Torah, I was Mekayim a greater mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Forget about the mitzvah of Harbatzah Torah, which, okay, I don't say forget, but that's not the, because Harbatzah Torah, that's where we get confused there. Why should I get better pshat because I'm doing Harbatzah Torah? I should get better pshat because I'm doing a better Talmud Torah. Because that's what the Marsha says. Shumayda el yayna b'toyra. Vadei zed el tishkach term Yisrael. The fact that you're doing a mayda el yayna b'toyra is el tishkach term, which I think they say, the Marsha seems to be saying this, and I think other people say it beferish, is that pshat, Rabbi Yavichia really could have taught all five chumashim to every of the kids. And he could have taught uchiram all sisha sidre mishneh. But he only taught one to each one, not because he was saving time, but because he wanted that they should get the Maida, they should become Melamdei Torah. And when they become Melamdei Torah, they get more Siyata Deshmaya. Their learning is more successful. That's the point. When a person is teaching, so Rav Chia wanted to figure out that these little kids should not, he wants it, they'll Tishkach Term Yisrael. That's his goal. So his goal is that these kids have to succeed. What's the ultimate way to get them to succeed? Is that they should do the highest level of learning. How do you get the highest level of learning? It's through the that they should become a Lamdei Torah. So therefore he had them teach. Even though not that we needed them as teachers, but he made them teachers so they should get the highest level of learning. Okay, I just want to conclude with it says in the Pirkei Avos, So the Mephorshim there say, and it's pretty, it's mashma, and there's Moshe Chavroni says it beferish. I was going to photocopy it, but I didn't. That it's mashma that in order to get this chuz, you don't have to actually be doing the teaching Torah. But it's amenas alame. It says lumon amenas alame. It doesn't say that you have to be lame. It says lumon amenas alame. In this particular case, Rav Chia was melame. In this particular case, all the kids were being melame. But the Mephorshim say that it says lumon amenas alame. It means when you do the lumon amenas alame, at least to a certain extent, you already get the Malyusa of the Lame. He says it's Beferish at the Rosh Chavroni, that it's the Mishnah says you have to be Lilmud Amenas Lame and Lilmud Amenas Lasos. It's a din in your das when you learn. So it comes out that in order to go ahead, what we see in this Gemara here in Bava Metzia is that when a person is teaching Torah, his learning is on a higher madrega. The Marsha says b'feirish, Maida Yoyne b'Torah, he gets the greatest chus of Talmud Torah. Also, you see the Marsha says l'tishkach term Yisrael, which means that you're most successful. You get the greatest siyata d'shmaya, you get the greatest bracha, so that you can become a bigger, here you got Rav Chanina, who's the world's biggest amkin and the biggest mefalpo, and you can feel confident that you're better than him, because you get the siyata d'shmaya, that because you're learning on this higher level. But if they say that that we don't, they say, okay, just think about it. Okay, I have to wait till I go ahead and you know, 20 years from now. And who says what's going to be in 20 years? I know what's going to be in 20 years. But what the Moshe Chevroni is saying, and it's master away in the Pirkei Avos, that it's lilmud amenas alamed. Once you have that amenas, that das, when you learn, then already the learning is already in that geder. You don't have to go ahead and actually go do it. Obviously, eventually you're supposed to do it. But as long as you're a little more amenas alamed, then right away it's already in the realm of it has that gather. He says, Rav Moshe Chevroni brings an example. If a person's collecting stucco money, you don't say he's not doing stucco until he actually gives the money to the ani. It's one long nice of sitkas of stucco. The fact that he's collecting the money to give to the ani is all part of his Maisa Sitkas. You don't say the mitzvah comes only when he actually gives the money to the ani. You know, the mitzvah, you're being, so when your person's learning Amenas Lameh, it's one Maisa Arichta of teaching Torah. Okay, so it comes out as a tremendous chizik, and it's a svara really for Shruas that we sit and learn, hopefully all day, at least part of the day. We do hours and hours of learning. According to the Chafetz Chaim, every word of Torah is a separate mitzvah. According, he makes a cheshbon, a person can do, I think he says, 200 words a minute. I think that 200 words an hour, not a minute, right? 200 words an hour, I think, right? The Chafetz Chaim? Is that right? I think so. No, not right? No one knows? Is anyone? I think so. What, a minute? 200 words a minute? Oh, okay, I got it wrong. Sorry. 200 words a minute. That means in an hour, he says it's, okay, I forgot it. 200 words a minute. Okay, that's right. That sounds better. So 200 words a minute, so an hour is times 60. And if we learn maybe 10 hours, it's times 600. That's a lot of words, right? So we get a lot of mitzvahs, Talmud Torah, in one day. So the question is, we obviously want to get the mitzvahs Talmud Torah on the highest madrega. So here the Marsha says that we have, there's a very simple trick we can use to raise the level of our learning, that we can get to the level of our learning that is the Maida HaYoyna Batayra. How do we get the Maida HaYoyna Batayra? By being Lilmon of a Lamed. I'm not doing Lamed yet, but we're saying that's what Moshe Chavrani said. If you do a Lilmon Amenas Lamed, you're considered now as if you're already doing the melamed, because you're making you're doing this all one long nice melamed. He says, so therefore, if you want, it's an eitzah, really before Shavuos, which we said is considered Yom Adin, whatever, that your das should be, that when we're learning, we're not just learning for the sake of learning, but we're learning also. A person can have more than one kavana. I'm learning because I want to learn. I'm learning because I want to become a Talmud Chacham. I'm learning because I want to know the halachas. But I'm also learning Amenas Lamed. And then you get the Maida of the Maida Yoyna Batayra. And then you get the special bracha that you'll be more successful in learning.